Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
One of the great summertime traditions, Week in the Rockies 29, coming up the 10th through the 14th of July, put on by Superior Livestock, originating from Breckenridge, Colorado. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, offering 233,000 head. To check out the full schedule, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Week in the Rockies 29, July 10th through the 14th at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
Cattle futures finished today higher on the feeders. August settled at 145.02, up 40 cents. September's up 25 at 145.02, so the exact same price. October's up 10, but on back out in the 2018 contract, slightly lower. Live cattle were steady, anywhere from down 17 to up 5 here. The August front month are 114.77, down 17. Cash trade this week looks like it's going to be from 117 to 119. Kind of disappointing compared to the 120 to 22 last week. But it continues to come down along with box beef. Midday box beef was down $1.07 on choice at 218.98. Select was 203.56, also down 20 cents. Choice select spread is $15.42. So the box beef continues to weigh on what's going on the live cattle and the cash market. Packers are still estimated to be somewhere around $180 to $200 ahead in the black. And that should eventually provide some support here for the live cattle cash trade. It hadn't yet, but we're hopeful. Current closeouts out of the feedlots are estimated to be about $135 a head profit, but cattle going in are projected at losing $66 a head. Of course, that changes every day as all the factors change. But overall, it was a steady week here in the cattle markets.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain contracts were mixed today. We had the wheat, which sold off into the close here, near the lows actually. December Kansas City wheat was at 565, down 7.25 at the close. It's been quite a wild ride for the wheat futures this week, as other grains as well. They've been as low, starting off the week about $5 and then all the way up to $6 in December Kansas City, and now back down to 568. There's a gap just slightly below the market here on the chart. A lot of people are saying the market could go for that. It's about 13 cents lower than 568, so it's around 555 here. Quite a big sell-off here, but also quite a bit of a rally. If you go back historically looking over the last year or so, this is the highest we've been for the December wheat in a long time. I mean, you've got to go all the way back to maybe even May and April of 2016 to see the December 17 futures at these levels. Now, corn and beans were both higher. Corn about a penny to a penny and a half higher. Soybeans were 13 to 13 and a half cents higher. Really just driven off the weather concerns and what's going on up in North Dakota. And then ideas that the rainfall really isn't forecast to be all that good for North Dakota. But other parts of the Midwest are actually pretty decent here in terms of weather. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.